Track 2.12.
And with us in the studio, we've got Janet Drews. Janet, who is a student at the Faculty of History at Wessex University, has just written her thesis on beauty across the centuries. Thanks for joining us, Janet.
Thanks for having me.
Janet, would you agree that we're ever so slightly obsessed with celebrities and their beauty regimes nowadays?
Yes. Take a glance through any popular lifestyle magazine and you'll inevitably be confronted by beauty tips from celebrities. And there are all kinds of claims being made. For example, I read the other day that one famous British female celeb's beauty is apparently all thanks to some kind of bee venom.
Not heard that one before.
Yes, I've done a lot of reading on this and she's by no means the only one to follow a bizarre beauty ritual. A well-known American actress, according to my research, uses leeches to suck and cleanse her blood. And the latest thing I've read is that another American actress looks after her skin by letting snails crawl over her face, which apparently are fed only organic vegetables.
Janet, fancy trying any of these yourself?
No, thanks. But what is interesting is that we seem to believe all these ridiculous claims, despite the lack of proof that they work. There's no scientific evidence that these things do what they promise, but there are always some people, it seems, who are prepared to shell out ridiculous sums of money in the hope that they will.
But how come? People tend to be rather critical in many other areas of life. Why not when it comes to beauty?
Well, I don't think that most people would go for the more extreme things anyway, probably because they wouldn't be able to afford them. But these stories always create the illusion that if you're rich, you can buy yourself beauty. And we know there are limits to that. Generally, though, people tend to believe these things because they want to believe them. Buying this expensive cream that helps actress X to be so stunningly beautiful gives us the feeling, at least for a while, that we can be equally beautiful. And you know what's really interesting? Our cultural history is full of such examples too.
Interesting. Right, that brings us on to your research.
Well, there have always been claims that certain animal products work miracles on the skin. Perhaps the most bizarre example we can find is that of the ancient Greeks and Romans. They used a very special ingredient in their mud baths that was believed to tone the body. Crocodile excrement.
No, really?
It's true. They used a mixture of earth and freshly collected crocodile dung as an anti-aging face mask. Of course, this was only for those that could afford it, as crocodile dung wasn't easy to get your hands on.
It's pretty incredible that people used to believe that would make them more beautiful.
I know. Want to hear another example? Advertisements and TV commercials are full of people with perfect white teeth, aren't they? And we all want to have them too, don't we?
Right.
Well, whiter teeth may be what everybody wants these days, but in the Meiji era in late 19th century Japan, married women wanted black teeth.
Why black teeth?
Well, the answer is fashion. And remember that the idea of beauty can be very different between cultures. So what did they do? First of all, they'd take the rind of pomegranates and rub it against their teeth. Then they'd get some dye made from the nuts of a particular tree, the sumac tree, and apply it to their teeth. The dye was rather foul-smelling, not very nice. And what's worse is that they had to repeat the procedure every 3 days or so to make sure it worked.
Unbelievable. Just one question. What about single women? Did they dye their teeth too? Green, maybe? Or pink?
No, they didn't. They had white teeth. It was only the married women who had black teeth. Some people have hypothesized that black teeth worked as a sort of signal to indicate marital status.
You know what? Better to stay single then.
Yeah, maybe.